Good morning. It's 7:57 a.m. on Friday, July the 7th, 2017. It's heating up pretty good already. I took the kid to work at 7:30 and then came back and got moving. Because I knew if I went in and sat down, I wouldn't. It's Friday. For some reason, I thought today was Saturday. Last night, I was thinking, okay, well, tomorrow's Saturday. I go to the grocery. I go to the food. I go to the farmer's market. No, not today. Tomorrow, maybe. Okay, I need to get to walk in a little earlier tomorrow. Perhaps before I get the kid up, which means getting out at 5:30 instead of 7:30. Take it to work and go to the farmer's market. Maybe that way. I have to think about that. I'm mumbling. I've noticed that the last few days, my recording has... I start out good, but, you know, with the good morning and all, but then it just sort of fades off to a mumble. I think part of it is I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I'm spending more time being in the moment, in the walk, in the... any experience, feeling the air move over my skin. Now that it's nice and cool here in the shade, the sun is ridiculously warm. Listening to the birds. Now that I'm out of traffic, West 20th Street is very busy this time of day. Traffic is loud. Good morning. Another hiker out this morning. I've seen him a couple of times. It's in spite of the fact that the sun is hot, it's actually quite a beautiful day. It's quite lovely. Middle 60s. It's supposed to be in the high 90s. I'm probably going to make chili for dinner. I want a nap. I went to bed early last night. By comparison, early. It was like 9 o'clock. I crawled into bed. And I slept through. I slept through till 5 a.m., so... I got a good 8 hours sleep. That's the good news. The bad news is my glucose was way back up again this morning. One of the things they warned us about in education was that, you know, despite the fact that you do everything right all the time, once in a while, and get a glucose spike. I was really sure why. It just happens. I don't know, you know, if all things work out, I'd be able to beat that back down to double digits by nightfall. We'll see how it works out. I got, next week I've got my rheumatologist. The week after that I go back and see my primary care. Every day I'm getting stronger. Every day I'm able to do my push-ups and my weight training a little bit easier. I'm getting to the point where I'm considering that I've got to actually do 2 sets a day, 10 repetitions each. My knee is being flaky. I'm glad I'm going to see my rheumatologist. He happens to be an osteopath, so asking him about the bones of my leg probably useful activity. It's funny because it's my right leg, top of my right leg, just where it joins the knee. And right now it's fine. Right now I'm walking along. It's moving freely. It's not in any pain. But every once in a while I will get a couple of steps where it's painful. When I started, it was really quite painful, but I don't know if the joint has loosened up or if the joint has tightened up or what has happened. But it became easier and easier to walk as the first mile finished up. And now it's fine. It's not causing any problem. So I don't know. I don't know if it's one of the artifacts of arthritis where it begins to, the inflammation begins to build up, then you start to use it, and then the inflammation goes down. It's not like the other morning. Last week and a half ago, something like that, they had a problem with the whole knee felt full. Felt a little swollen all around the patella. So I rested it for that. And after a couple of days of rest, it seemed to be better. Today's the 7th. I have to get this book done. Go turning east. Still a fair amount of shade. It's going to be a hot walk, but I've had my breakfast. I've had both breakfasts this morning. I had my toast of peanut butter first breakfast early, 5 o'clock. Not as early as normal. And then at 6:30, I had my egg beater omelet. So I'm feeling quite replete this morning. I don't. It was funny, yesterday was not a big calorie day, although it was a lot of, a certain amount of junk calorie. I ran into the problem of having fixed breakfast. Everybody ate breakfast. Monk post. Leaving me with an empty oatmeal pot. And the need to find some food. So yeah, that was not well planned on my part. Find the shade to walk in here, because wow, that's warm. Good morning. Lady raking her yard, I startled her. So, thinking about, there's a piece on the Writer's Critique group on Google Plus that guy's been trying to get some feedback on it, and it's really, it's really difficult. The piece itself is. I think the title of it is Quest of the Cave Women or something. He posted a long piece. In fact, I think he posted the whole thing a little while ago. And I read the first, I don't know, 6 or 8 pages. And sprained an eyeball. I figured I'd just as soon not dig into this, because I thought I'd give somebody else a chance to be a little more diplomatic. But he's come back with just the opening. And the problem is that he's asked for critique about the opening to see, is it not grabby enough? He's gotten 2 rejections for, he can't, 3 rejections for this story, and he just can't figure out why. And the answer is, oh man, the answer is it's, I think it's 50 years out of date. Because I never got to the end. I don't know what the end of the story is. But I read through the, it was almost 400 words. I read through it. I got to the end. I said, look, I don't know if grabby is the right. I don't know if it's not. Has it got a good enough hook? But what my problem is that it's stiff. It's stilted. It doesn't draw the reader in. So I went back through and I started flagging the places where I felt pushed away. But it's pretty much every story, every paragraph has something in it to push me away, to make me roll my eyes, to make me sigh. And part of it is the use of cliché. He's got cliché that does not, at least in the opening, does not supersede cliché. It's difficult to call it science fiction because there's not a strong science fiction element. It's difficult to call it fantasy because there doesn't seem to be any fantasy element. The only thing making it science fiction issues is that these are primitive people. If I remember correctly, they're engaged in some sort of rite of passage from childhood to womanhood, and they have to go through this cave and emerge on the other side and do something over there, and then come back. And if they live, they become women. If they don't, they don't come back. So a lot of the first 400 words have to do with who's standing next to whom and where they are in relation to each other. And as near as I could tell, there are only six people here that are arranged in ranks of two and proceeding through this dark cave. And while there's business, while they're doing things, they're trying to make up a decision between this path or that path, a lot of their interchange, a lot of their interactions are superficial. They're on point. That is, they're not saying what real people would say, they're saying what would be expected of characters to say in these situations. The language, the use of the language, the use of the dialogue, is very stilted. It's very, in a certain sense, it's trite. I mean, the big girl is dumb. At least she's being portrayed as dumb, because she uses the pigeon caveman. Why you do this? And everybody else speaks like normal contractions, pronouns. That doesn't help. What they're saying isn't really any of any interest or import, but it's so you got this one girl who's being portrayed as a bit slow, or perhaps, I don't know. That's the problem. I don't really know. And the issue is, I get to the end of this entry. I get to the end of this. Okay, we're stopped. We're going to make a decision. We're learning about these girls. And the end of the scene is they move on. And I don't care. And that's really the ultimate problem, is that I don't really care. I'm 400 words in. I'm 2 pages down in this manuscript. I really don't care. And the opportunities to make me care are there. The opportunities for the use of good detail are there. The opportunity to draw me in with sensory cues are there. And he doesn't use any of them. He doesn't, you know, and he talks about how dark it is. Okay, well, yeah, dark. Okay, that's why you've got torches. It's just dark. But does it smell? Does it, have they been on the world a long time? Do they have to husband their resources? A girl unclips a gourd from her belt and takes a drink, but she doesn't taste the water. It doesn't There's no reason for her to take a drink. It's not like the cave dust has coated her throat, or she's feeling overheated or anything. It's just, okay, I'm going to take a drink now. It's like, okay, I'm going to do something now, so what I'm going to do is take a drink. And it's tedious. So I marked it up. I marked it up something wicked. There's probably more comments than there are words. Oh well, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.